This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You only get one chance to make a good first impression. Americans were trying to get a first impression of Kamala Harris before the Democratic National Convention. Yes, they knew something about her as vice president, but now she was running for president. Her first decision about personnel for her future administration was to pick Governor Tim Walz as her vice presidential running mate. He is one of the most liberal governors or senators she could have picked. Her first policy statement was a speech on price gouging given Friday before the convention. Her solution was price controls. The headline of the Washington Post op-ed was, "When your opponent calls you communist, maybe don't propose price controls." On radio, I suggested she might want to give her speech in the original Russian. Because price controls were a failure in the Soviet Union, in Venezuela, and even in the U.S. when President Richard Nixon tried it decades ago, giving more authority to the Federal Trade Commission to punish grocery companies who charge too much won't solve the problem of high prices. I suspect the speech was more about trying to placate the base and appeal to swing voters by showing that she cares about people. Price controls won't happen, but this is a teachable moment. Why are price controls a bad idea? First, they distort the market. The aforementioned op-ed explained that it would lead to shortages, black markets, and hoarding, among other distortions. Second, it is hard to find price gouging as the problem. Last year, profit margins in the grocery industry were at a low of 1.6%. Kamala Harris was trying to remove one of her liabilities before she sat down for interviews. Inflation is a problem, but price controls aren't the solution. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view of Israel, go to viewpoints.info/Israel. Viewpoints.info/Israel.